think of all the possibilities that an RV brings. Hi there, folks. Cher Lichtman here, Mike Thompson RV in Cathedral City. We sell all of the top RV brands in the country, and we pride ourselves on finding you the RV of your dreams. Imagine being out there in the campgrounds and on the open road in a safe, affordable RV from Mike Thompson RV in Cathedral City. Come let us show you the meaning of customer delight. Visit us at 68318 Palm Canyon Drive in Cathedral City or call us at 760-324-3651.
It's our golden anniversary. Eisenhower Health is celebrating 50 years with this wonderful community. From the day we opened our medical center back in 1971, we've done all we can to keep our relationship meaningful. We've created a valley-wide network of primary and specialty care clinics, recruited exceptional physicians and staff, invested in advanced technologies, and worked to meet your changing healthcare needs, from developing our renowned robotic surgery program to providing specialty care for the LGBTQ community. We expanded our cancer program to provide advanced services through our affiliation with UC San Diego Health. We became an accredited teaching hospital to attract talented new physicians to the area. And we continue to earn certifications, awards, and high rankings for quality and safety. So here's to us, to you, and to the next 50 years. Learn more at EisenhowerHealth.org.
If you can't get in to see your doctor as soon as you'd like, Desert Oasis Healthcare has you covered with four conveniently located immediate care clinics. Your health and well-being is our top priority. We follow all CDC guidelines for safety. Desert Oasis Healthcare members can call our patient helpline 24/7 at 760-969-6555. Find out why we say your health, your life, our passion.
From the Joey English Show, here is this hour's mystery song.
Okay, Joey pals. Nigel put together songs that are all played all week by the Eagles. Turn it up just a little bit. Nancy, what is it?
Hotel California.
Oh, let's listen a little.
Great song.
Yeah, Glenn Frey. I think the Eagles, when you talk about instrumental versatility, five-part harmony, I don't think anybody can top them. Just my opinion, but it's my show. Thanks so much, Nigel. There's a tribute band coming through town. Maybe it's already been here. An Eagle tribute band.
Yeah. I had one a few years ago, remember?
Yes.
You were there.
Let me tell everybody who the mystery voice is. That's the voice of the longtime friend of this program, Nancy Tappick from...
The Desert Symphony.
You're back.
We are back.
We're back.
We are back.
And who's sitting on your lap?
It's a Symphony Sammy.
Symphony Sammy.
Yes.
When you see the picture of Nancy on my website, Joey Pals, you'll see Symphony Sammy. He's so adorable.
He's precious.
How did he handle the COVID? I just found out that our dogs and cats can get COVID.
Yeah, very upsetting. I had heard that.
And there's no vaccine for them.
No. Kept him very close, kept him in, mm-hmm. went out with him, went to one spot every time on our property, and just prayed.
Yes.
That's all you can do.
All right. Bring us up to date on the Desert Symphony. Where have you been?
Well, when we were shut down in February
of
2019, and the mandate came out that we were a non-essential business, we had no alternative but to close. And, you know, as I went out the door, I thought to myself, it's so easy to close, but it's going to be a heck of a thing to reopen.
Gary retired.
Yes, Gary retired.
Gary Burks and Joey Pals,
yes. And Marilyn Benikowski retired.
Yes.
And we've had changes in the orchestra. But you know, I kept it going during the 2 years. And it was difficult because there were no donations coming in. And you know, and I understand why. I mean, you don't even know if we're going to come back. So,
yes.
You know. But anyway, when we reopened last week, it was phenomenal. Everybody was so grateful. The messages on the Facebook page for the Desert Symphony and my own personal Facebook page were just extolling how wonderful and how happy everyone was to be back in the audience.
How do you keep the music playing?
That's right. Right. How do you keep
when
it
you
going?
Say we reopened last week, what do you mean?
I mean that our first concert of the new season took place last Thursday night at the McCallum Theater. And under COVID restrictions and everything else. And you know, and a lot of people did not come, and it was disappointing. But I still had 800 people in the audience, so 800 people did come.
In an 1,100
And I opened
house.
By saying, I love all you wonderful, brave yes. people for being here.
Yes.
And, it you know, and to some respect, it is brave. But to the other respect, it just shows how our souls are yearning to be with our friends and to enjoy beautiful music and to sit in a theater like we always did. It was a sense of normalcy.
Who's conducting?
We had a guest conductor, and we will have a guest conductor again next concert, which is February 3rd.
Okay, everybody, save the date. Talk about
February 3rd.
Drum roll, Nigel. You can't see him, Joey Pals. He's rolling pencils over here. Brrr. We should get a drum roll. Can you? Oh, he thinks they have one.
Oh, okay.
Hang on.
That's good. We're
hang on. Let's see.
Drum roll, Sammy.
No.
No.
Sneeze. We have sneezes. We have coughs. We booze, hiss,
well,
poo,
you and
applause.
I could just go like this on the table. Well.
Shot.
Oh, it's just a
that
rim
was
shot.
But I'm pumped. Very good.
Well, oh, we'll get a drum roll. Get
wonderful.
Us a drum roll. That would be great.
So anyway, so when the music started, we started with our baton winner, who 2 years ago won the baton and bought it at the auction. And she's a wonderful woman. And she went up there and she conducted.
1 year that was Ronnie Miller.
That's right.
Remember?
That's right. She conducted the Star Spangled Banner. And there wasn't a dry eye in the house. The whole audience stood up and we all sang the Star Spangled Banner and she conducted. The orchestra was magnificent. Oh. And it was a beautiful, beautiful thing.
Oh, that brings tears to my eyes just hearing about
it. And they're editing the video. And so it's going to be up on my... not on my page, but on the Desert Symphony page.
Is it the, or is it just desertsymphony.org?
The Desert Symphony.
It's the, I thought I remembered that.
Yeah. And so it's really beautiful, and she did a great job.
Okay, so what date should we save?
February the 3rd.
2-3, get it? 2-3.
Yeah. 2-3, exactly. 2-3-2-2.
Tootsie. Why should we save that?
Because we are having the incredible winner of Outstanding Entertainer of the Year on the Las Vegas Strip, Sean Clouche, as Elvis Presley. And he is unbelievable. You would think it's the king.
We've seen so many Elvis imitators over the years. Mm-hmm. When Rodney Dangerfield and I were working at the Tropicana, we had... an Elvis imitator. Everybody had an Elvis imitator. Right. But this one you've been telling me.
No. Well, you know, he's not really an imitator. He's a tribute group.
That's a better way to say it.
And these, you know, I've said this in the when the audience is in front of me. These tributes, they are entertainers and they're professionals just like the original. But if you stop and think about it, we would never see Elvis again. He's gone.
Well, in Palm Springs, we're not sure.
Well, yeah, that's true. But we would never see Karen Carpenter again.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
We would lose such a body of music if these people didn't hone their skill and produce an act that is exactly like the person they're honoring. And when you see this guy, you will not believe.
You mean the costumes?
The costumes, the guitar, the move, the voice, the training of the voice.
Which Elvis? Which phase of Elvis? The young black leather jacket, or the heavy Elvis, or the movie Elvis?
The
or
beautiful costume, white with all the jewels.
Oh, yes, that one.
And the belt.
Yes, from the Hilton Hotel in Las Vegas.
Exactly.
Oh, honey.
And that's how he won. I mean, he won Best Elvis of the Year.
What's his name again?
Shawn, S-H-A-W-N, Klush, K-L-U-S-H.
Isn't that fun?
I mean, he won for the whole strip.
Think about it.
And if you go online and you Google Shawn Klush, you'll see when he wins the award.
That.
And all the Elvises that are on stage, and out of all the Elvises, he's the winner.
Oh, and you got him?
Yes. I looked a long time for the right Elvis.
And he's going to, Joey Pals, the way this works, Nancy has the symphony backing up Shawn Klush, so the charts will be fantastic.
Incredible. Incredible charts. It's going to be a night to remember.
How do we get tickets?
You can get tickets by going to the McCallum Theater box office. And you'll forgive me, but time has taken the phone number out of my mind.
340-ARTS.
Yes. I knew that part. But they don't like you to say arts. They like
you
to give the numbers.
Oh, yeah, it's the 2767 or something, huh?
Yeah. But
340. Arts. I'll look it up.
Yeah. And or you can call the Desert Symphony office.
Which is?
Actually, you could call 760-895-8747.
How much are tickets?
Tickets are for premiere $135, and
that's
they go down
bad.
From there. No. For what they're bringing in, it's not.
We're not going to have a dinner with him before, though, because of COVID,
I should think. Dinner comes up in March.
Okay. Let's talk about March. Do we have time? We have 4 minutes.
Okay.
Tell me about March.
Well, when we closed, we were supposed to have the wonderful Marie Osmond. And Marie is the kind of person that she, with all the offers that she got, she said she would not do her show until she did it with the Desert Symphony, whenever that was.
Wow.
That's an incredible artist.
Isn't that nice?
So she is doing it on March the 9th at the show at Aqua Caliente.
Rancho Mirage, Joey Pals.
Rancho Mirage. And tickets are on sale through the box office for regular tickets. And we still have some dinner tickets that are available, which will, you know, is a pre-dinner before. Very limited because of space. But the show will be set up like a cabaret or nightclub.
Wow.
And you can watch the program right from your seat. There's only 200 guests for that $500 ticket. And all the rest of the show will be sold by Aqua Caliente. But proceeds come to us. But they are taking over selling the tickets, which is fabulous.
So are you going to do 4 shows a year? Is that what you used to do?
I've forgotten. No, we used to do 6.
Okay.
We're down to 4. Next year we're at 5. So that's good.
Yes.
We're building again.
You're back.
I'm building.
I'm so proud of you. What's your title over there?
Presidente.
El Presidente, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. And I love what I do, Joey.
I know you do.
I love what I do.
It shows.
You know, I'm a full volunteer. I've been doing it for 22 years. I love it. I can't imagine my life without it.
Well, we pay Symphony Sammy.
Yes. Symphony Sammy gets milk bones. Yeah. But everybody was asking me. I didn't bring Symphony Sammy, but I brought a little stuffed animal. Well, because it was a different setup, and I had to go up the steps from the auditorium, and I thought it was too much. So I said that he wasn't here because his vaccinations weren't in order.
Oh, that's cute.
And everybody loved it.
Everybody laughed.
Yeah.
Well, you're a treasure. If
so
do you need
you,
volunteers
Joey.
Or help or
always.
Always. They would call the symphony.
760-895-8747.
Bless your heart. Thank you so much
for stopping by.
Joey,
my pleasure to be here always with you.
Did you go to Montana for the summer?
No, I did not because I had a calamity in Houston, so no.
Okay, I don't want you to go to Montana without me.
I won't.
Okay, Joey Pals. If you're near your phones, I've got presents for you.